It's Sunday, the 28th of September, and it's 10:50 a.m. We went to bed last night at 9:30. Got out of bed at 9:50 this morning. And could have lay on. Got us out of bed. But other than that, I think we could have been comatosed for another couple of hours. And to think that my wife even suggested last night that we go to the Chris Ford car boot down in the Clyde Valley today, which meant a 3:30 rise in the morning, and looked ever so disappointed when I said no. And I was probably about as blunt as that, because I knew 2 early morning rises in a row kills both of us, and we're just absolutely shattered for the next 3-4 days. I didn't want to be that way, so. And I think she realised that this morning. Pardon me. I have a bit of a crockly throat this morning because I think I was snoring quite a bit. No, I know I was snoring quite a bit. It's a lovely, fresh morning. There's a good breeze blowing, but it's mild. Just in short sleeves here this morning. It's really quite pleasant. And it's dry, although it's grey. But dry is always good. Dry is good. It's like my throat. Oh. What a lovely sound to come out to on a Sunday morning. Oh my goodness, that is refreshing. Oh. Oh. Blow the cobwebs away. So apart from being tired and a wee bit sore with lying just a bit too long, I'm okay. Physically, I'm okay. Mentally, I'm... Oh, who the heck knows? I'm okay. I'm just... I think I'm drifting along at the moment. I was on a high for 2-3 weeks there after seeing my mum. And then I've noticed the past week that the high has gone, and I'm just sort of a content. You know, that word again, content. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just wanting too much in life. I just want to have a buzz, a high, at least once a week, something happening that really buzzes you and makes you glow and feel great, not content for a week, you know. Just as you're getting down again, you know, something injects you and gets you up there. Even better if you can get up there and stay up there. Life is not as easy as that. I think my mind's playing a lot on health, not just because of the incident with my eye recently, but that was a kind of wake-up call to things, and I did put that across to my wife, you know, that look how easily things can happen, you know. We're procrastinating and procrastinating. Actually, I don't really like that word. You know. I really don't like that word. I'm just going to say putting it off or putting it off. Keep putting things off. And I said to her, look, just look at what's happened in the past week. We lost... Well, it was more a close friend of my wife's, but still had a couple, still a lovely couple. And I knew them well. And we spoke to them recently up at Nairn, because they have a holiday caravan up at Nairn. And stay in the town here. And Jane died. 61-year-old. Both of them in the police force, in the detective side of things, retired approximately 10 years ago. I remember the retirement, and I've been to their house on several occasions to do wee things for them, you know, and it was an absolute shock to hear that Jane had suddenly died, 61 year old, younger than us. And between that and what happened with my eye and my general feeling of, you know, we'll keep putting things off till we'll do it in their late 60s, we'll do it in their early 70s. And I'm just trying to convince my wife, look, you can't, you don't know what's around the blooming corner. I guess things like that play in my mind. Actually, to be perfectly frank and honest, it doesn't take much to get me down nowadays. I think I get myself down, to be honest. I think I just allow things to eat at me, and instead of, you know, in former years, maybe I'd have discarded them as being stupid and forgot about them immediately, and now, for some reason, although I still believe it's not me, it's, you know, the grey thing between my lugs. The second being. Or maybe that's the first being and I'm the second being. But I think I've been through all this before. And off. I still wonder every day who's in charge. Oh my God. Every day is an argument. Every day is full of arguments within. Yeah. What the heck's it all about? Anyway. I'm alive, I'm in good health, my eyes been fixed, I've got a hot cup of tea and a lovely morning with birdsong. What's not to like? At this moment, I can think of one thing. Mm-hmm. That's one.